Chapter 5. A Royal Wedding. 3 years later. Today was Tutankhamun's wedding day. He was 17 years old, and his bride, Ankhesenamun, was 16. I was very happy about the marriage. He was the bride's grandfather, and Tutankhamun impressed him a lot. The boy was now a good fighter, and he participated in all the government decisions.
He'll be a very good leader one day,
I thought. Tutankhamun woke very early. He wanted to make a fan for his bride, but he needed ostrich feathers. He took his bow and arrow and rode into the desert. Suddenly, an ostrich appeared on his left. He chased after it and shot two arrows. The second arrow hit the bird. The happy pharaoh returned with the ostrich feathers and gave them to the royal artisans.
Make a beautiful fan with these,
he said.
It's a wedding present for my bride.
That morning, everybody was busy. The chefs prepared meat, fish, honey cakes, and red wine. The servants put gold dishes on the tables, and the artisans decorated the palace. Queen Kia visited the statues of the Egyptian gods and put food and presents by their feet. Then she brought a lucky amulet and put it around her son's neck.
This is to frighten the bad spirits, she said. Good luck, my dear Tut.
Ankhesenamun was a beautiful bride. She wore a white dress and sandals and a gold crown on her head. After the wedding ceremony, the celebrations began. Tutankhamun and his wife sat on a throne, and servants brought them food and wine. The royal musicians played, and there were dancers in colourful costumes. Tutankhamun gave Ankhesenamun the fan of ostrich feathers, and she loved it. A servant stood next to her and waved it above their heads. It was a happy day for Egypt. All over the country, people had parties and dances to celebrate. But Tutankhamun was the happiest of all. He was very proud of his beautiful bride.
Ha ha ha! Everybody in Egypt must see my queen,
he told Ankhesenamun.
After the wedding celebrations, we'll travel along the River Nile in the royal boat. We'll make a royal tour in Egypt.
But not everybody was happy about the royal marriage. Horemheb watched the celebrations in the palace.
The people of Egypt will love Ankhesenamun,
he thought.
Tutankhamun will be more popular now. It isn't fair. I want to be pharaoh.
Horemheb thought of a plan. He spoke to one of his soldiers in Memphis.
I hear your son works at the palace,
he said.
Yes, he does,
replied the soldier.
His name is Rami, and he works in the stable.
I've got an important job for him,
Horemheb said.
It's a secret mission, and it's very important for Egypt.
Of course. I'll organize a meeting immediately,
said the soldier.
My son will help you and Egypt.